You're such a fucking slut, aren't you? Say, yes, mistress.
Well, hello there, bad boy. Those are some very interesting tags you found tonight, huh? Femdom, sadism, degradation, humiliation, blackmail. Well, aren't you just a dirty fucking boy, huh? I bet there's nothing you enjoy more than hearing the commanding voice of a beautiful, dominant woman. I bet you crave for her to tell you just how disgusting you are, how worthless you are, that you're nothing but a filthy little plaything. My filthy little plaything, my pet, my pathetic little fuck toy, my pain slut. No, I know your type. I know exactly what it takes to slide my way inside your mind, to pull your strings so you dance to my tune, to make you mine. But this isn't just any old femdom file on any old smut account. No. You see, I've been watching you, dear listener. I've been watching you for weeks. I've been watching you since I first laid eyes on you, while you were sat in your little unassuming local shop. You were relaxing, sipping your drink, browsing mindlessly on your phone, connected to the unsecure Wi-Fi network that every coffee shop has. And that's where I hacked you. At first, you were just a simple target for me. Nothing remarkable, an easy mark. I break into your phone, I drain your bank accounts, I sell your identity to my associates, and then I just disappear. It happens all the time like that. In the blink of an eye, and it's just, oh my gosh, it's so easy. But I don't know, there was just something about you that intrigued me. Now, we both know it wasn't your looks. There's nothing to write home about there after all, but I found myself lazily leafing through your browser history, which, let's be honest, that was a lot of fun. Oh, I'm sure you tell yourself that, well, you're in incognito mode, so there's nothing embarrassing that I could find, right? That's honestly really adorable how naive you are. Your poor little boy brain is really empty, isn't it? You're just kind of a mindless fucking slut, huh? No, incognito mode won't help you. It's just a little delay for a moment, but I quickly found the path to all of your dirty little secrets. That path took me through your favorite porn sites, littered with dominant, sadistic women, all having their wicked way with their pathetic little plaything. And if that wasn't fun enough, from there, it led me to your Reddit account. No, baby. Not the safe for work account, where you discuss video games, movies, sports with a million other dorks. It took me to this Reddit account, the place where you explore your dirtiest, kinkiest fantasies. In private, or so you thought. Nothing is private when you're as gifted as me, baby. No secret is safe from me. Especially all the filthy ones you guard so closely. See, you've been sharing them with me, and I can share them with whoever I come across in your contacts with whatever email I find in your account. Maybe I want to share them with your boss. Maybe with the little old lady you greet cheerfully on the way to work. Maybe with that stunning woman you're so painfully shy around. Maybe I'm that stunning woman you're so painfully shy around. Ooh, there's a thought to race around in that empty little brain of yours. Oh my goodness. Don't you look scared all of a sudden? You're such a poor baby. Yes, you look scared. That word, look, was chosen deliberately. Because I can see you. Oh, honey. Don't think stopping the audio will help. You aren't listening to an audio. I mean, yes, it's playing in the background, but I silenced it. I'm talking to you directly through your headphones. I just happened to start talking as soon as you press play. And don't think you can just get rid of your phone. I said I was following you for weeks. I'm in everything. Your computer, your tablet. I even hacked your smart speaker just because I can. Anything you own with internet connection is under my control. Oh, baby. Poor baby. I guess you're starting to understand the situation you find yourself in, right? But you're not entirely sure, huh? All right. Let me spell it out for you. Not only are you utterly fucked, utterly at my mercy, with no chance to escape. I cannot stress that enough. But you are mine. Tell your friends or family, I take everything. Tell the authorities, I take everything, and I leak everything. To everybody. The only thing you can do is play my game. Dance to my tune. To be totally and utterly submissive and obedient is your only option here. The expression on your face is actually really delicious. Confusion, fear, and here's the most fucked up thing of all. Excitement. Yes, you're clearly more of a pervert than I am, because despite your confusion and your fear and all the danger that you know you're in, that desperate cock of yours is just twitching while I taunt and degrade you. Isn't it, slut? Oh, now, I know you have two questions for me. Who am I, and what do I want? Okay. The first of those, I'll get to, but it won't be today. Why would I spoil all the fun already? And the second, what do I want? Well, I want to be entertained. The longer you can entertain me, the less likely I am to rob you. You see, it's a situation where I'm going to be happy either way. But you get to be used and degraded, or you lose everything. It's a very simple fucking choice, isn't it? Say yes. But better yet, say yes, mistress. Oh, good boy. Or should I say, bad boy. Yeah, that desperate cock is dying for attention, isn't it? So now you're going to do what I've watched you do with it so many times these past few weeks. You're going to play with yourself. You're going to play with yourself while I taunt and degrade and humiliate and record you. So, come on, get to it. Ooh, so obedient. So wonderfully obedient. But here's the thing, slut. You're going to take yourself right up to the edge, but you're not going to come. You don't have my permission to come, is why. And you won't have my permission before we meet in person. And only I will decide when that will happen. Until then, you're just going to edge and deny and edge and deny and edge and deny. Oh, and if you come without permission, there will be consequences. Oh, yes, I got that quickening of your breath. Oh, yeah, I got that. Breathing really hard. We'll keep stroking, fucktoy. Keep a nice, steady pace. Just like that. Ooh. You're so twisted. You're so perverted. You're on the brink of losing everything to me, and yet that cock is just absolutely throbbing. Yeah, keep stroking, slut. Up and down. Yeah, up, down. So needy. So very fucking needy. God, you're so fucking disgusting. Well, you make quite the star of this home video. Oh, and you're whimpering. Whimpering because you're already getting close. So close. Yeah. So close because being a puppet turns you on, huh? Yeah, you're so fucking weak. So pathetic. Ugh. Keep stroking. Yeah. Up. Down. Up. Down. I can tell just by watching you that you're getting close to that edge. Now cling on to it tightly and you better ride it. Yeah. Oh, you're so desperate for release. Oh, baby, there's no release for you. You better ride that fucking edge. Oh, I know. Just a few more strokes and you're gonna explode, right? But Mistress said no. And Mistress will keep saying no. Tomorrow, the answer is no. Next week, the answer is no. Next month, still no. But you'll keep riding that edge, desperately hoping I'll change my mind. Now, let go of that hard, leaking cock. Let it go. Oh, poor baby. Poor baby. Even after everything I told you, there was still that tiny part of you that thought I'd relent, wasn't there? No, baby. There's no release for you. And don't even think about touching yourself again tonight. That cock is no longer yours. It's mine. Now, in just a moment, you're going to go to sleep. You'll need your rest. Because in the next few days, I'll be talking to you again. It might be tomorrow. It might be the next day. Might be at 6 a.m., maybe even 11 p.m. You might be in bed. You could be driving. You might be at work. But that's for me to know and for you to find out. But when I do talk to you again, you're going to edge yourself again. Only this time, you'll be edging yourself while I get off in your ears. Blissful pleasure for me. Pitiful denial, frustration, and disappointment for you. Exactly as I want it to be. Yes, I can see the realization dawning on you. Finally! Ah, took forever. That little boy brain of yours. I'm going to drive you completely out of your mind. And there's absolutely nothing you can do to stop me. Sure just sucks to be you, doesn't it? Ugh, and when I'm satisfied and I've thoroughly broken you, only then will I start talking to you about meeting in person and about how you can find a sense of normalcy again. But until that time, just remember this. I own you. Lights off now, slut. It's time to get some rest. You've got an exhausting, frustrating, desperate few days ahead of you, and you're gonna need to be at your absolute best to keep me entertained. Otherwise, who knows what'll happen to your bank account? To all the sordid secrets hidden deep inside your internet's history. Your whole identity. Okay, well, bye-bye, my terrified little plaything. I'll be seeing you very soon. Very, very soon.
Heck, baby. Oh, that's just what I needed. You're the best fuck toy a lady could ask for.